Thousands of law enforcement officials and community members gathered at Fort Drum Saturday to mourn the loss of New York State Trooper Joel Davis. Davis was responding to a domestic incident last Sunday night when he was shot and killed by Fort Drum soldier Justin Walters. Walters also killed his wife Nicole and shot her friend Rebecca Finkel, who has been since released from the hospital. As Sarah Harris reports, funeral goers mourned Trooper Davis's passing and celebrated his life in service.
The mood was solemn as row after row of New York State troopers, along with law enforcement officials from around the country, stood at attention to honor their fallen colleague. A motorcade, officers on horseback, and the state trooper pipe and drum band led the funeral procession as it wound slowly towards the entrance of McGrath Sports Complex at Fort Drum. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Chaplain Father Christopher Carrara welcomed mourners.
Your loss is our loss. And our lives are better for having to know Joel.
Davis served with Troop D in Philadelphia. He was remembered as honest, fair, and beloved by his colleagues and the people he served. Here's Father Carrara.
It was not a paycheck that led Trooper Davis to respond to those women and children in peril. It was his dedicated service to our community. It was doing what was right. If you will, it was love.
Trooper Davis was also deeply involved in community life. He coached sports and was commissioner of the Evans Mills Youth Baseball League. Pastor Shane Ryan remembered Davis as a devoted husband, son, and brother, as a man who loved mini golf, music, and dancing, and
as a loving dad who would do anything for his children.
Governor Andrew Cuomo attended the funeral, and officers came from all over the nation to pay their respects. Sergeant Lonnie Carpenter is with the West Virginia State Police.
We have to come here to show our support. Their family has to know that they're part of a bigger family than just the people that they see every day.
That idea of a larger human family, said Pastor Shane Ryan, it's a way to stay hopeful during a devastating time.
In this line of work, it seems like we walk a lot of places we don't want to walk. July 9th was one of those walks. Being at the hospital when Joel's family arrived was one of the most awful experiences that you can imagine. But we can realize that we never walk alone.
Ave Maria.
Davis is survived by his parents, his three children, his brother, his wife Suzanne Davis, and numerous other extended family. He was buried at Brookside Cemetery in Watertown on Saturday. For WRVO News, I'm Sarah Harris in Watertown.
A private funeral was held for Nicole Walters on Sunday. Justin Walters is charged with first and second degree murder and is being held without bail.